And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Can I take these off? All right. What is this? This looks good. Wow. That's well made. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations. Limited time only. Plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because this is big. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. We're talking huge savings. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. Okay, that's it. Now you can hit the... There we go. That's simple, easy, awesome. Hurry, our best deal of the year won't last long. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Ellen's all new with Penelope Cruz, plus co-host of the CMA Awards, Carrie Underwood.
Of course, CMA stands for Cowboys Making Albums, and that's not true.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4.
High school football's in full swing, but could get sacked in some local schools. With thousands of local kids bailing on the sport, the News 4i team showing you why Friday night lights are flickering in the DMV.
I don't know if it'll be here 10 years from now.
Tonight on News 4 at 11.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hero Heads Rebirth.
All right, and welcome to another episode of Hero Heads Rebirth, available on iTunes, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. My name is Ryan.
My name is Brocho.
My name is Owen.
All right, and we're going to be talking about none other than John McClane.
Yippee-ki-yay!
From the film franchise, actually. Die Hard.
Only 20 of them, you know? He turned 70, let's make another one.
That would be amazing.
That would, actually. I could go for
it. I would actually be pretty good.
All right, so since you might be asking, why is a comic book podcast bringing up Die Hard?
Why would we?
In case you didn't know, Boom Comics did Die Hard Year One. Mm. Boom Comics actually just acquired another franchise. Do we know what that is?
Is it along
the same lines as Die Hard?
I don't know. I wouldn't guess. Give us a clue.
I don't want to give you a clue. It might give it away.
Is it similar to like Die Hard, like that era, like the action movie?
It's a funnier version, we'll say that. Say funnier.
A funnier version?
Yes.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Close. Not really. It was Boom Comics actually just required, we're talking like very, very recently. Big Trouble in Little China.
No.
Get out of town.
So that comic will be hitting... John Carpenter announced it on Twitter. So we...
Jack Burton.
So we'll see Jack Burton comics through Boom very, very shortly.
That's solid.
But until then, we have Die Hard.
It is my goal. One of my goals in life on my bucket list is to memorize the ending... Or the opening monologue that he does when the movie...
Yeah,
I believe
when
you
he's
will.
Talking on the,
walkie.
Yeah. You know what old Jack Burton says when the thunders. You know,
I believe that you will achieve this goal.
Oh yeah,
but easy. You really have to apply yourself.
Like you can't be lazy about it.
No. Yeah, I gotta, like, watch it a lot.
But anyway, Jack Burton aside, we're gonna be talking about John McClane. We're gonna talk about the first film, which was Die Hard. What do we all think of Die Hard?
I have a only phenomenal seen the first three. Staple on action movies.
Right. Released in 1988. Grossed $140 million, which is pretty good until we get to Die Hard 2 in a minute.
Alan Rickman is a boss.
Professor Snape.
So Hans Gruber being considered... He's actually on AFI's Top 100 Villains. I'm going to pull that up. You know how I like my AFI list.
Oh, yeah. A bunch of people we've never heard of, and 12 we have.
Yeah. But Die Hard was... It's my favorite Christmas film of all time. Not many people consider it a Christmas film, but the first two do take place during Christmas.
I watch a lot of interesting... The week of Christmas.
It's funny that you say that, because I like to do that during the holidays. Yeah. I watch movies that are...
Like Gremlins?
Yeah.
Die Hard? What are the other ones that we watch? That's weird.
Batman Returns.
Batman Returns.
I do Batman Returns.
Halloween is good for Batman Forever.
Mm-hmm.
If you can make it.
I do Die Hard. I do Christmas Story, which everyone else
Well, Christmas Story is kind of like... We
it's
own
like
it.
It's a traditional
we
Christmas
do,
movie.
Yeah.
I don't know why I own it. Because I could just turn to any channel.
Hey, you don't want to watch commercials. I do Christmas Story. I do Die Hard. I do Friday After Next.
You do Friday After Next.
I do Friday After Next. Then,
wow.
That's
interesting.
Christmas Vacation. And, what was the other one?
All right, so we're going to do the top 20 AFI villains of all time. And we'll
Scrooge.
See where...
Scrooge was the one I was
about. I'm sorry, the top 100 greatest movie characters of all time, period.
Oh,
not villains,
wow.
I'm sorry.
This is just the greatest movie characters.
So number 20. We're going to start at 20 because this is only a 45-minute podcast. Number 20 is Forrest Gump.
I mean, he's a great character, I guess.
He is.
But he's...
Stape
his
is
story
Stape
is greater than
does.
He is, really.
Number 19.
Yes.
Nice.
Say it.
Jules Winfield.
You get to do the next
He's a badass.
Jules Winfield, Samuel Jackson from Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
you know, Ezekiel 25:17.
Is
it actually made up?
Is
those of us going to Ash Wednesday Mass, it's made up. It's not an actual Bible verse.
Number 18.
Travis Bickle.
Taxi Driver, played by Robert De Niro.
Classic.
Very classic.
I've got that on the Blu-ray.
Now, again, these are not just villains. These are everybody, obviously. We start with Forrest Gump.
You're going to give me, like, the dumb...
Number 17, Hans Gruber from Die Hard, played by Alan Rickman.
Nice.
Extremely well done.
He's...
Kind of an awkward scene at the end, just because effects weren't what they used... You know what I mean?
Which scene?
Like, wait a minute. The falling.
Oh. Well, I like kind of... the look on his face when the... Class breaks,
yeah, when it finally
you know,
breaks.
And he kind of looks like,
right,
you know, get the out of here.
And Alan Rickman has very broad, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Anything, you know? I mean, he even did Dogma.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like he doesn't like he's very selective, but you know he's still.
But he can play it.
Yeah, he's the most professional person on the screen. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like when he's on the screen, you're like, wow, this guy is good. Oh. Number 16, Brocho.
Neo
from The Matrix, played by
Keanu.
Keanu Reeves.
So my favorite. He's on my top 10 list.
Like who'd you do list? Or?
No, my top 10 of favorite actor.
Number 15.
Ferris Bueller. Right on. I agree with that.
I mean, he might use his wife's
ATM
card.
I honestly wouldn't put Neo so high, to be honest. I mean, he's a great character, but he's, you know, very archetypal.
Wouldn't you put Morpheus over Neo?
I would probably put
So would I.
Yeah, I mean, totally. He's just more creative. You know, Neo's awesome, but Neo's the journey that the audience goes through. You know, Morpheus is that cool character who...
Yeah,
you know, it's like Darth Maul. It's like, he's such a cool character. He has two lines. It's the look.
Yeah,
it's the...
But to me, Morpheus is more Yoda.
He carries himself. Oh, yeah. No, I'm saying I'm comparing, like, Darth Maul as
a character who's
not very... Doesn't do a lot, but he's one of your favorite characters.
I've been motivated. I have to do the one part of the Pulp Fiction Bible verse speech that I love. This is straight from the Bible, too.
Okay, that's fine.
Thus I will execute great acts of vengeance on them, punishing them furiously. Then they shall know that I am the Lord when I wreak my vengeance on them. God,
I didn't really care for the delivery.
Yeah, you know what?
It's you kind of read it.
I will say my name is Law when I lay my vengeance upon
me. Okay, so
Samuel Jackson is better at delivering lines than me. Hence a little bit. He is
the highest grossing actor of all time.
I think we all saw it
in Capital One ads, and I'm here with
Of Sam Jackson, did anyone see RoboCop?
No, not yet, no.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Have you?
Was it good?
Yeah.
Is it worth seeing?
I would suggest watching the first one first. You have a greater appreciation if you watch the first one.
I bought the re-release on Blu-ray.
I didn't find it as good as the first one, but when you watch the first one and then you get to see, like, a very good sort of reboot. For the franchise, so because it's a reboot.
Did you watch the TV series where he was black?
That was that was the second RoboCop. He was still white, like a white dude.
No, the armor.
They turned him black.
Why are you so racist?
The TV show.
Well, no, because he has like a black friend who becomes a RoboCop too.
Oh, thanks for
and he's
spoiler.
All in
spoiler.
Black armor. He's wearing black armor.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the black armor. Guns. Like, I think people were really made like, oh my god, they made his black armor. It's like, well, they actually did.
Yeah.
TV films. Where he
can I spoil it? Can I spoil?
No.
Are you going to see it?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to see it.
All right.
We're going to do a show probably.
You have to spoil it.
I'm sorry.
Number 14.
I'm
going to see movies. Number 14. The Terminator. Played by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What picture do they have? Terminator 1 or 2?
1.
I like the Terminator 2.
Me too.
Yeah, Terminator 2.
Number 13. I would like you to do it in the voice of the character. And we know how good of an actor Breccio is. We've all seen Wonder Teen Force. So I think you can pull this off. Ready?
I hate you so much. What
and go. Come on.
Alright, got him.
Oh,
I can't do it while I'm laughing. It's me.
Okay.
He creeps me out.
A little bit.
This is sweet.
See, that was good.
Filthy habitus.
Kind of thing. Like, that was yours. Stop. And then his is like primo.
Oh, wow.
Number 12.
Alright.
Number 12.
John McClane.
Who just so happens to be who we're talking about today.
Oh, that's interesting.
If we ever get to it.
Yeah.
Oh, we will.
Once we get through this list.
We'll get through the list. I love my list.
You guys will get to hear us rant. You'll get to hear me rant a lot about Mr. McClane.
Number 11. The one and only James Bond. Sean Connery. Goldfinger.
Is specific to that James Bond? Okay.
You had to do it in the voice.
Oh, damn it. You guys just want to make fun of me.
No!
Go ahead.
Do it in the voice, right?
Vito Corleone.
Corleone.
Yeah, that was better. Yeah.
All right, so Vito Corleone.
The Godfather.
Marlon Jesus Brando Christ. From The Godfather.
That was terrible. You sound like...
You're my son.
Ooh.
You sound like a stroke patient.
Last son of
Krypton.
I hate you guys. Shut up.
All right. Number 9.
Doing the voice.
No. There is no.
It's Ellen Ripley.
Ellen Ripley.
You know what I love about Ellen
the one
Ripley?
And only.
Why am I getting all the voice?
A lot of people
ones?
Don't know that Ellen's name is Ellen. Everyone just calls her Ripley.
Well, no. I think people know.
I know a lot of people who are just like, oh, you're Ripley. And I'm like, what's her first name?
Ripley!
And they're like, it's not Ripley? Yes, in the future we all have one name.
That is the way it's going.
Have you ever noticed
Brocho
that?
Brocho just goes by Brocho.
Brocho. It's Sting, Madonna.
For the Alien franchise, have you ever noticed with the droids? I don't know if they did this on purpose, but it goes ABC with their names. Like it's Ash, Bishop, Cole, and David.
Oh, wow, I never noticed that. That's very cool. Yeah. Thank you. Look, he finally contributes an interesting fact.
I appreciate that.
Boom, thank you.
Number 8, now please keep in mind this is the 100 greatest movie characters of all time.
Voice, do it in the voice.
Not really a voice. Damn. There's a walk.
A walk.
Number 8,
looks like
do the walk.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Really?
Captain Jack Sparrow.
I mean, Jack I give Sparrow. Jack Sparrow, I think Jack Sparrow should be on that list, but
eight. Not 8.
He's really high to have been a relatively new character when you're considering
he's on a shit ton of little kids' t-shirts and lunch boxes. So.
That's true, he did host the party on the deck when I went to it.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Was he old? Was he good? Was the guy good?
He was okay, he was a little too... British.
A little too much, huh? Well, he's no Johnny Depp. I'm
number
sorry
seven.
They couldn't get Johnny Depp to do the
number
party
seven.
On the boat.
If you could do it in the voice. There's not really. There is a voice.
Go ahead. I'm the dude.
Alright, the dude.
I'm the dude, man.
I can't do it with Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges from The Big Lebowski.
That is a character who deserves to be on that list.
But not that high.
I would put the dude in the top 10.
What's that?
As a really just cool character and all that he's become since that movie.
Right.
Do the voice.
El Duderino.
Number 6.
Indy.
That was good. I'll take it.
The dog's name is Indy. Alright, so Indiana Jones, Harrison Ford.
Yeah, okay. I agree with Indy being in the top 10 for sure.
Alright.
Number Skywalker five. Needs to be in the top 10, to be honest.
We'll see. Number 5.
Number 2.
Sir Anthony Hopkins, Dr. Hannibal Lecter.
Yep, I agree with that.
That's the only voice you
could get. Yeah, that's good.
Alright, number 4. Who shot first?
Everyone knows that. Han Solo.
Number 4. So Harrison Ford deuces to
twice. Yeah, in the top 10. Might I add
my favorite Star Wars character.
I think that's... I mean, mine's probably
the
Boba Fett.
The ship that made the Kessel Run in under 12 parsecs.
Christopher Walken.
It's my Kevin Spacey
as Yeah, the Kevin Spacey as Christopher Walken. Saturday Night Live when it was good.
Saturday Night Live's gotten good again.
Okay.
They're falling off again, but...
All right, so,
I was happy that
Who's next on the list?
I don't know.
Who reads out next?
Luke?
Yeah, no, which does. One is... Oh, you get to read.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a voice?
I'm going to have to do at least some lip smacking.
Okay. Why so serious?
So, the
Sounds
Joker.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what...
He never says his name. Joker. He never says, just in case you didn't figure it out, Batman.
So the Joker, played by Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight, is number 300 greatest movie characters.
You know, I would put him in the... I mean, I feel like the Joker is bigger, really, than one portrayal. Like, if it was the Joker of all the people who have portrayed him over
time,
I would say, let's throw him in the top 10 for that one.
I mean, Jack Nicholson going through that art museum is
priceless.
So iconic.
Phenomenal. Blasting the Prince.
Come Gentlemen. On. Let's broaden our minds.
Lawrence?
Right. You Prince music?
Number two. Number two. None other than Darth Vader.
I said.
Now, is it Darth Vader or Anakin Skywalker?
It is Darth Vader.
I'll still agree with that, but...
Ooh, do I get to do number one?
You get to do the number one.
Oh.
I'm super excited for you.
I'm super pumped. Is there a voice?
Ooh. I will complete your training. With our combined power,
I get to do it. It's my turn.
But I don't know if I agree with the choice. I appreciate the character, but we're talking number one of all time.
Well, two is it? Let me see. Let me see.
You've got to be kidding me! No, not number one.
Yeah, it's really? Number one.
Tyler Durden.
No. Again, Tyler Durden's a really great character, and I would maybe put him in my top.
30. He's a great character.
Put him in my top 25 even, but I don't know if I'd put him as number one.
He's not even real.
He's not even
Spoiler.
Real.
Spoiler.
Wow. Number one.
I can't know.
Number one.
I like him on that list, but yeah, I wouldn't put Tyler. I mean, I would put Vader over Tyler Durden.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Vader.
You can't walk
Vader
up to a little kid and
Tyler.
Go, hey, do you know Tyler Durden? Have you heard of Tyler Durden?
Oh.
I heard it only sleeps
Come
one hour a day.
To the Fight Club. Just like, what's going on?
I heard he gets plastic surgery every 5 years. So no one knows who
he I did not expect that. Obviously, I didn't look at the list before we did the thing, so. That was a shocker.
I'm done.
And Luke didn't even make that list. Or at least the top.
Yeah, the top 10.
Top 10.
Top 20.
So Die Hard, of course, Hans Gruber making number 17 on AFI. Really kind of... Yeah, just the whole movie. It was kind of new at the time. You know what I mean? There were plenty of action movies, but it was just kind of like a regular guy. Like, I know he's a cop, but it's still kind of like a regular guy who lost his shoes.
This is after Lethal Weapon, right?
Yeah, Joe Guy movie.
Yeah, but that was a buddy cop movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, this
collared kind of guy.
So this is
takes
out of
on
buddy cop.
Yuppie you know.
Right, uppity. Thieves.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Really, if you actually think about the air and everything, yeah, blue collar guy takes on a bunch of yuppies who robbed this.
I got a wife beater, you got a suit, I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah, right? I don't even have shoes on my feet, you know, and they're not even,
I can't even afford shoes.
And it's like, they're not even robbing, like, oh, we're just going to take, like, a bunch of cash. It's like, oh, no, we're stealing, like, these bonds.
Yeah, and stocks and bonds.
Stocks and bonds, and, oh, we're super... You know,
so the movie totally wouldn't be, you know, wouldn't be good now because everything's digital almost. So it's kind of like everything's hackery now, which I kind of guess, you know, made its way into the newer films.
Bet your ass I want to proceed.
So the movie, John McClane is visiting his estranged wife, who
Holly.
Moved. Yes, Holly Gennaro, who moved to, you know, L.A. to... To pursue her career.
Be a hippie.
Yeah. Which is why people moved to L.A. Right. Now they moved to Colorado. So...
And he's from New York.
He's from New York. He's a New York cop. Not really into the L.A. scene. Gets to Nakatomi Tower, where they're having their annual Christmas party.
Of course.
So, you know what's funny?
Is he not like Heights? Was that one thing? Because he was... Or was it just the flying on the plane?
Flying.
Just flying.
Was the taking the whole shoes off? Because he was like, oh, you're nervous, but he does it in the...
No, no,
the
here's the deal about the thing at the hotel. Or when he gets to the room.
Yeah.
I do this, and I think I do this because of Die Hard. But when I get to a hotel room, or just home, I get into a room with carpet, and I scrunch my feet into the carpet, and it's very enjoyable. Is that weird?
You know, I'm not going to even say that's weird because I do a lot of random things that I... So you
that I got from the movie?
I'll say that's fucking weird, man.
So...
You are never to come over to my place.
Well, no, I would never do that. I mean, you're filthy. So there's all... You know, I mean, I have standards. Mm-hmm. I don't go to, like, Motel 6 and do it, but I'll do it at the, you know, the Westin
the Holiday Inn.
I don't go to Holiday Inn. So, I mean, there's kind of... There's parameters, but...
I thought you were just making fun of, like, yuppies, and you're over here, oh, Holiday Inn.
No, I mean, Holiday Inn isn't for yuppies, it's for prostitutes. So there's a little bit of a difference.
Holiday Inn is where Chingy and Snoop and Ludacris have parties, so that's where I go.
And you can bring a couple of your friends.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
That song.
We're over at the Holiday Inn.
So
I always feel like I can like always connect with one of you, but never both of you at the same time.
Never will. No. We're too different.
But see, there's stuff we connect on that others don't connect on.
That's what he just said.
No, I'm saying about...
Oh, me and you? Segment. Like what?
Like you can't even agree that you connect.
Oh, the podcast.
In the okay. sense that you...
Like how they don't do anything.
Yeah.
They just show up whenever they want.
Yeah.
Hey, I've missed like once.
You missed, yeah, twice, really. All right,
yeah.
But we record two at a time, so it's not like, you know what I mean? Nobody's going to get upset. So he's visiting his wife. He gets inside the room, takes his shoes off, and scrunches his feet in the carpet.
Because the guy on the plane tells him to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, because that's what he does. And it does work. I suggest you both do it.
What does it work for?
It's just kind of like...
Stress and make you less anxious.
It's kind of like, I feel like a cat
when
I do it.
That's what booze do.
Okay, see,
well, that was probably one of his next things that he was going to do.
As he scrunched...
Well, no, I'm thinking it was like... Well, he shows up to the party, right? He's blue-collar. He's around all these yuppies talking about their money and stuff, and they...
I think he grabs some champagne or something.
Yeah, I think he gets a little drink on, but he gets nervous of being around that, and he's trying to win his wife back. So
yeah.
He goes in there to, like, get himself together, and... Yeah. Hans Gruber shows up.
Such a good movie.
So, chaos, you know.
Ensues.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
That guy, I don't think he did anything else. Like the, you know, the computer guy.
Oh.
Like, what did he do besides...
That was the gang of, like, computers.
Yeah, I mean, they really made a big deal about that character. Like, he was, like, the super crucial, and it almost seemed like, just because... He's so random, like, out of this crew of guys. Like, they're all these, like, Eastern European,
and then he's just like hello.
Half, you know, like, you're half expecting them to be, like, Nazis. And then this random black dude, nerdy black dude in a sweater shows up, and he's all like, come on, guys! And they're all just, like, taking orders from him. And it's
like when I first met you, I was like, he probably
he's
knows
that
how
guy,
to
He's that guy who had to not tell me down. Do you want to proceed? You bet your ass I want to proceed. You know? And he's immune, though, because he, the only person who could take him down was the other black guy.
Yeah.
Carl Winslow.
That's the way they did it.
Carl Winslow? Oh.
There were actually a lot of black guys.
There were a good amount of black guys.
To be honest, like, every like, John McClane had two black guys, you know, on his side. Hans Gruber only
but
had
actually,
one.
That's always been a theme, if you think about it, which I've always appreciated.
Within the first three.
Because I always tag along with the black guy, and it always helps. You know, just with people. Because
the black guy's not... He possibly could be tagged... Or you couldn't possibly be tagging along with him.
No.
He's tagging along with you.
Like, yeah. Like, come on, man.
Come on, boy.
This is a wildly uncomfortable episode.
That's because you're Irish. So...
Did anyone watch the Oscars?
No.
Last night? Well, Helen DeGeneres...
Helen DeGeneres?
Oh, Helen. Thank you. I said Helen. Helen. Helen DeGeneres made a funny
Helen
joke
Hunt.
That ended up being... You know, quite ironic, but at the beginning of the show, she goes, so there's a lot of things that can happen tonight. So one, 12 Years a Slave could win. That's one possibility. And the other is that you're all racists. And then, and 12 Years a Slave won Best Picture tonight. Yeah. But yeah, no, back to...
That was my favorite movie.
I haven't seen it yet.
I was just saying that so you guys wouldn't think I was racist.
I have a bootleg of it that I'm going to watch.
I thought Hustle was going to win it.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought so, actually, but Gravity swooped. It was pretty much...
Gravity.
It was the Gravity Awards.
Yeah, pretty much Gravity.
Well, did you like the movie? Thing.
Yeah.
Really?
I did.
Gravity got everything except the acting awards.
Yeah.
That's because there wasn't really that much.
Yeah, that got split between 12 Years a Slave.
The 3D on that movie was phenomenal.
Well, speaking of movies,
facts, everything.
Back to
I know so, you didn't like it. I don't care if you didn't like it.
I didn't
Your
even
movie
see
collection
it.
Is like four
I don't see.
Movies.
I don't see George Clooney movies.
Really?
George Clooney is a saint.
All right. So anyway, let's move
Val
on.
Val Kilmer is a saint. It wasn't
a bad movie. The Saint wasn't bad.
I enjoyed that.
Top Secret and The Saint are his best films. What?
And Top Gun.
Shut up. Just go.
I don't really consider that his film.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Top Gun is
but the
Tom
same.
Cruise
yeah, movie. I actually really liked it. Oh, what about The Island of Dr. Moreau?
Mm. Oof, creepy.
Mm-hmm. It is, but that's why
I get like creepy. I get like nauseous.
Yeah, because the cat people look ridiculous.
It doesn't look right.
The dog goes, he's just
it's like your prosthetics falling off.
I wish we had like a live webisode thing. What do they call it?
You can see all our funny facial expressions.
Yeah.
Podcast?
A vlog, a podcast? Vodcast, yeah.
We can do that?
Just once. I want to do it. I
Whose
want
face?
To see your face.
My
face? Yeah. Just like...
That's not fair.
Just like on scanners, you know? Just wait.
So, anyway. Chaos ensues. We see John McClane having to climb to the top to Nakatomi Tower where everything hits the fan, which ends with...
Yippee-ki-yay?
Well, no, but I mean...
Carl Winslow.
Actually, well, just so you know, it's like super multi-tiered because...
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot going on.
I mean, there's a lot of... And it's straight, total action movie, like, storytelling.
And it doesn't really leave the premise of the... You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they
it
still
doesn't.
Stay within the property, which is nice.
And they give you... Yeah, they do.
How many movies can say they did that?
Yeah, they stay...
I think the second one did it, too.
I know.
Yeah. And then...
Third one, not so much, but that was
but
because
in New York.
Of the crime.
Right.
Yeah.
So...
His
poor children.
But though Carl Winslow, I hate that I call him Carl Winslow and I don't know what his character is, but it's like, dude.
Twinkie guy.
You're playing a cop.
Jeez.
Again. But Carl Winslow.
This would have been before Carl Winslow.
Yeah, it would have been before.
That's why
Carl
he got
this. This was his audition to
but,
play the neighbor of Steve Urkel.
Like, he went into TGIF and they were like, so you want to play this character, Carl Winslow? He just slides a VHS at Die Hard. He's like, I do when he eats a Twinkie.
But his character actually had development because there was this whole side story of, you know, the whole time John McClane's trapped in the tower, he's got like a walkie-talkie and he's talking to one cop who's kind of telling him what's going on outside. And it's really cool because it's, I forget how many people it starts out with, but throughout the movie, John McClane like kills a bunch and is all like, hey, you guys are down three bad guys.
Right.
And he's constantly updating the FBI and all these people outside to what the hostage situation is. And,
Al? His name was Al, right?
Al?
Sounds
was it
right.
Al?
Al?
It sounds about right. I'm going to call him
hey,
Carl Winslow.
Yeah, we're just going to call him Carl Winslow.
No, that's fine. I'm
but,
just saying.
But Carl Winslow has this whole side story of, you know, he through the conversation with John McClane, John McClane understands that this guy's a pretty good cop and he's clever. Right. And he's all like, why are you on a beat? Like, why aren't you out on the
shooting people in a building?
Yeah, exactly. And Carl's all like,
why aren't you on vacation?
It's like, I had an accident. Oh, what? You shoot yourself in a...
I shot a kid.
It was kind of like, whoa.
Yeah, it was just really...
Like, the whole movie is kind of like funny action. It's like, I shot a kid.
It was dark. The gun he had looked real enough to me.
Yeah, it was...
Needless to say, I could never, you know, pull myself to pull my gun on a person again.
Yeah, so his whole backstory was that he would never shoot his gun again. Let alone kill someone.
And which, of course, is good for being on patrol.
Right.
Which is obvious why you wouldn't transfer, like, a, you know, desk job.
Correct.
I would never shoot my gun again. Yes, I will join the SWAT team.
So as far as
he wasn't on the SWAT team. He was just the first responder.
Yeah, he was the first responder. So the chronological events, we have... Now, who did Carl Winslow shoot?
He shot
The dude that came back from the dead.
Yeah, came back from the dead, who...
The limo driver. Limo driver kills...
Now, he just knocks that guy out.
Yeah.
Oh, with the door?
The black computer guy. Actually, through the window, punches him.
Okay. So the computer guy is the only one that, like, walks away living from
living.
This.
Living, yeah, everyone else dies.
Did he get away?
No, I mean, he goes to jail.
Okay. He almost got away.
Presumably, he goes to jail, but John McClane kills everyone else.
I would have liked to see that character come back in one of the other films.
The black computer guy?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be cool?
You know?
I'm still alive.
Especially in Die Hard, like, 3.
No, we need him in, like,
well, because 3 6. connected to 1.
Yeah, but we'll do 6.
There you go. That's what we need.
It is. So, of course, it ends, and then Hans Gruber falls, and then we see Carl Winslow shoot the large
blonde man. And it was really cool, because what was awesome about... Or one of the things I like about John McClane is the way he fights. It's totally, like, brawler, like, however I can take you down.
He will kick you in the nuts.
Yeah, he'll kick you in the nuts. He puts the, like, the...
Well, that was in
the bag on the guy's head.
The second
he's,
one.
Like, hitting him.
Yeah, but in the second one, he wasn't as much of a brawler.
I agree.
No,
I
yeah, the second
he was much
one
more
was,
tactical.
Yeah, he was more tactical.
But he had tactical weapons in the second
one. Yeah, that's true.
The first one, he didn't. He used what was around him more times than any.
And he actually had a lot more cooperation the second time around.
A little bit of MacGyver with that explosion on the chair thing. A little bit of MacGyver.
Bruce Willis, by the way.
Best screamer.
Best male screamer. In a movie, like
Christopher
there's,
Walken.
No.
What?
No.
Yeah.
Like what?
Mouse Hunt.
What seals the deal is
Skid.
Very end.
Your mouse.
The Fifth Element. They have a moment
right at the end where he's holding it.
And it's
that's actually the best scream he's done.
Yeah, that's the best scream he's done is the end of Fifth Element.
Right. I agree. So Die Hard 2, which was
Die Harder.
Yeah, Die Harder. As opposed to Dying Hard.
Yeah, Die Hard 2, Die Hard.
We looked at Die Hard, which made $140 million. This made $239 million.
Jesus.
Die Hard 2 was where it was at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
William Sadler was the bad guy?
Well, was he the bad guy the whole time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Because there was the bad guy that you didn't know about. That was like the soldier who thought was like helping the cops. Yeah. And then it turns out he's in on it.
So we had double crosses with Die Hard 2.
Yeah, that was good.
I didn't like Die Hard 2 as much.
So Holly was in the plane this
time. Yes.
Running out of fuel while
circling the runways. And let me tell you something. I was in the United States Air Force. And I actually was an air traffic controller for a while. And Die Hard 2 was a movie that got watched a lot because they were, like, just because a lot of it takes place in the control tower.
We could have helped him, man.
And, well, no, a lot of what was going on, I was going to say, you know, a lot of times you watch movies and people have these conversations where, like, hey, I do that for real in real life. And that's, you know, like, big thing for me now that I work at a bank, right? Anytime you watch a movie and someone does a wire transfer and it's all like, okay, wire transfer's done, blah, blah, doesn't work that
way.
No, the money does not go that fast.
I initiate an approval and I receive... No.
Yeah, no.
Well, okay. And if I can avoid it, I will.
You do not... wires do not move that fast. So, oftentimes in movies...
Technically, they do.
But the
we don't move that fast.
Yeah, we don't move that fast.
Yeah.
But,
Oh, we are... Dude, I think we're going to get fired from U.S. Bank. But anyway, so Die Hard 2, air traffic controller.
Yeah, but it was a lot of it. Yeah, a lot of what was going on in the tower, what you see happening in the tower, was actually pretty legit, as far as you know, depicting.
That's good to know. But it takes place 2 years after.
You're the guy with that whole Nagatomi Tower thing.
Nagatomi Tower. Even though they're in
that
Dallas.
Guy, that was another cop who always plays a cop. Like I think that guy.
Well, he had the beef with the cops at the airport because he was trying to help. And in reverse of the first one, where he had an active cop helping him, like wanting his help, and
he had the black control tower guy who was helping him.
It was
like, he has this old map. Cops, like, hey, I found
on the map. Route. Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah, route to this.
Well, he kept who played that character? He kept telling this. Where were they? They were at DC, right? It was DC.
Black.
It was Dallas. Yeah, Washington Dallas.
So when they were in, you know, there, the cops didn't want to have anything to do with them. Like, you don't know anything, blah, blah, blah. You ruined, Nagatomi, whatever.
You're showboating.
Yeah. But he kept trying to tell them, no, you're wrong, and they didn't believe him. And then it turns out that if they had listened to him the whole time, it probably would have been a 30-minute movie.
Yeah, that was a clear case of if you would have listened to him earlier. I mean, they eventually do follow his lead, but it's funny because that cop that he has the beef with the whole time is another actor who it's like, you played a cop in this movie, the very next thing you did was go on a show like Law & Order where you played
a cop. He did, that was him.
And you know, and it was, and you were the same.
It was NYPD.
Yeah, NYPD
it
Blue.
It was NYPD Blue.
It was. He was like the main dude.
Yeah, throw that.
But, so the whole point of the movie was they were trying to get this drug lord... out of, like, he was being, you know, they were trying to get him, break him out.
Yeah, they were trying to, they were holding,
some reward.
Yeah, they were holding all of these, well, he was some military, like, political.
He was also a political prisoner.
They were
special forces team.
He was sent to, the reason he was being transported was for drug trafficking. So. But Die Hard 2 had one of the cooler, explosions.
Yeah.
With the plane taking off.
Yeah.
And the gasoline falling from the plane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And this is after he does the whole, you know, parachute thing.
Which, that was great. That was awesome. Like, honestly, like, the way he got out of that situation, and it's like, oh, hey, a couple years later, James Bond steals that in GoldenEye. Like, that's almost the same way he gets out of the...
Yeah.
I mean, it still looks awesome when James Bond does it because he's all tied up and he has to
James
do it.
James Bond
can
do it
every once.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes he does a little too much. Let's be honest. But he's surfing with parachutes.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
So anyway, after he got out of that situation, he lit the gasoline to the airplane, causing a trail of fire to go up to the
science works.
Tank. And he, of course, had his signature line. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. And the plane explodes. It was beautiful. They did some inside shots from the plane to give us that whole, this is what happened in this guy.
This is what happens on the inside of a plane when it explodes.
But Die Hard 2, excellent film, but not my favorite.
No.
Not my favorite.
I like favorite. I mean, it's probably
my favorite. Still the first.
Oh, really?
My favorite is Die Hard 3.
Mine's 3.
My second favorite is Die Hard 3, though.
Mine goes 3-1.
Mine goes
2. Skyla, the original's so, you can't. What?
Sam Jackson.
Yeah.
He did make the movie.
Nuff
said. Carl Winslow.
Nuff said. Sam
Nuff
Jackson.
Said.
Okay?
My favorite, it goes...
Hey, Zeus, what did you say? What did you say? Hey, Zeus. That's not your name, right? He was saying, hey, Zeus. Zeus? Yeah.
Come on, Zeus.
Father Apollo, put me, I'll stick a lightning bolt up your ass. Zeus. You got a problem with that?
I absolutely love Die Hard 3.
I know what your problem is. But. You're a racist.
Yeah.
What? You don't like me because I'm white.
The first time I watched it, when, you know, they, you know, he's got to sit in his underwear. You think, you know, when they drop him off at the beginning, and they're like, he's got to sit in his underwear. Like, oh, that's stupid. What the? And then you actually see what the sign says. Oh, my God. I was like, damn, that sucks. Like, how did he go that long?
What?
Well, they show that whole scene, and Sam Jackson goes out.
Well, I see that, but, like, how long was he walking around before that?
No, you see him get out. Like, you see the movie actually cuts to in the van, and the vans are like, and the cops are like, over right around the corner, and then they put the sign on him and put him out, and then
you he just got out.
He just
that's
got
what
out
I was
of the
thinking.
When
that's
you,
what
like,
I thought.
Run into him.
You
like,
never you... see that in the peripheral of the actual camera.
Yeah, he definitely hasn't been wearing that for a while.
Yeah, you
well,
see
I
him, yeah,
so.
It opens up, you're gonna really
he walks by, well, he walks by the one older African-American lady. And she looks at the sign.
And yeah, she shakes her head. Like such. You're like, ooh, what does the sign say? That's so.
That's just, so horrible.
Yeah, and he's in. You know, it says I hate N words.
What did the sign say?
It says I hate N words. And they drop him off in Harlem. They drop him off. Is it in Harlem?
Yeah.
They drop him off in Harlem with a sign that says I hate N words on it, and he's wearing nothing but like boxers. And this giant sign.
No, this is a time when white tighties were still fashionable. So
I don't think I'm pretty sure he was boxers.
And
I know an ass. He was wearing white tighties.
I will not challenge you.
Yeah, Glintz. That's all you.
I don't know. I swear it was wearing white tighties.
But
that'd be funny.
Sam Jackson.
No, it was boxers.
Is introduced as like this shop owner.
Right.
Back when they had shops where people fixed electronics.
Zeus Carver. Zeus Carver.
And
Geek Squad, man.
Pretty much, he saves John McClane. He kind of tries to talk him down and go, "Hey, look, I don't know what you're doing out here on the street. Obviously, you're mentally handicapped. But in about 5 minutes, these dudes who are right down the street are going to look over here and see the sign you're wearing.
Mess you up, really?
Yeah, and they're going to mess you up." And he's all like, he tries to explain to him, "Look, I'm a cop, and some guy called in a bomb threat. He said he was going to blow up a bunch of things if I didn't come out here wearing this sign right now." And he shows him his badge, and he goes, "Oh, crap," you know? And right at that moment where
they turn around,
Zeus realizes what's going on, you hear, "What the f-?" And yeah, and like these vicious-looking thugs, they're like throwing knives at the board that he's wearing.
Yeah, that was weird.
One of them threw a knife
at him. Yeah, threw a knife
at him. I'm thinking like...
Ninja.
Freaking newsies, man, in Harlem, all right? They don't...
So, it starts out, John McClane is suspended.
Randomly suspended.
Well, and on the rocks in his relationship with his wife yet again.
Correct.
They hadn't talked in a year.
But, that's true. This takes place 5 years after 2. So, back in New York.
Screw Holly, by the way. Like, damn, woman, he saved your life. She needs twice.
Just because you couldn't get her casted doesn't mean you couldn't write that in somewhere. Like, do it all Muppet Baby style with Nana.
I was cool, actually, how they did it in Die Hard 3. Because, yeah, her character is not in the third Die Hard. But they talk about her. They talk about the fact that they're having problems.
Right.
and he hasn't talked to her in a super long time. Because they were in an argument. And he hung up the phone. And he hasn't called back. Yeah. Since, and she hasn't caught
it. So there's all these bomb threats going throughout the city, a lot of them targeted at schools and things like that, all orchestrated by one man and his group who we think are just doing this to get John McClane, with no other, you know, motive whatsoever.
It's a crazy man.
Correct. Crazy psychopath who likes to work in riddles.
And now Sam Jackson has to help
him. Kind of familiar to a character that we might be talking about on another episode.
That's true.
Yeah.
The Riddler. Sam Jackson gets... See how I connect that real quick? And just relay the message?
I'm just like, why would we do a show on the Riddler? It'd be as good as our last Deadpool episode.
Well, we do like multiple ones, but you know.
I could talk about Hush, I guess, for a while.
Oof.
Yeah.
But Sam Jackson gets wrapped up into this because... Yeah. Because
he's with him.
Ever since he saved John McClane from those thugs, the dude who was obviously watching thought it would be fun to make this random civilian.
He said he had to go with him now because he interfered.
Yeah, because
the original plan was he was just going to walk through Harlem and let him get killed and then be done.
Beaten up and all this stuff, and now this guy is...
Now Sam Jackson got screwed for being a nice guy.
Right. So you and like what's awesome about the movie is, in comparison to like the first two, not so much the second one, but they're kind of in these, you know, like we mentioned, they're kind of contained in this one area. The second movie's at an airport. First movie's in a building. And this one, it's like New York is their playground.
Yeah,
and a lot of the movie is Sam Jackson and Bruce Willis either riding in a car together or running together trying to get to the next potential bomb so they can defuse it and solve the riddle. And you have this awesome dialogue between the two characters. And it's just really, it's really awesome.
I thought it was a good...
good team.
Right, it was a good twist to the whole franchise as far as him being kind of manipulated by Simon Gruber, who's actually played by one of my favorite villainous actors, Which is?
Jeremy Irons.
Jeremy Irons?
The new Alfred.
God help me.
You don't think he'll be a great Alfred? I'm really hoping they go the Earth 1 Alfred.
Yeah, if they do an Earth 1 Alfred, I'm okay. But if they do this...
No, I don't. I'm tired of that Alfred. Now, especially now that I know that there's an Alfred out there that is badass. Yeah. And it's funny because...
But see, they did that with
Michael
The Batman.
Kane did, yeah. What, The Batman Alfred?
The cartoon.
Badass? Yeah.
No, no, he carries two pistols in the cover.
Oh, wow.
Alfred does.
You're talking about the cartoon.
Beware the Batman.
Yeah, that one has the awesome British one who's bald.
Right. So if they go that route, I'm okay with it. But Jeremy Irons, to me, is... He's too good. You know what I mean?
Aramis.
Huh?
Was he Aramis?
Was he?
He's in the Dragon movie.
And the Three Musketeers, I mean.
Yeah, he was.
He was Aramis?
Yeah.
He was pretty good as Aramis.
Yeah.
He's in the Dragon movie, too. Which was terrible.
What movie?
Aragorn.
You didn't like Aragorn?
No.
Why?
Are you serious? Because it was dumb.
I mean, I liked... parts, and then I like the, like, here's what I liked, okay? And whatever, you guys are going to laugh at me about
it. Yeah, we're probably going to.
I liked it because it was a diverse world. Like, you saw black people and people of different races and ethnicities. In comparison to Lord of the Rings, which I love Lord of the Rings, but there are, like, no minorities whatsoever in Middle Earth. The only people that kind of look like minorities are, like, the wicked men who they shoot off of the Elephants, which I'm like... I'm sure Peter Jackson, you're not some racist, and I'll give you.
I think he is.
You know, I'm gonna go ahead and assume Peter Jackson, you're not some big huge racist, and I'm also gonna consider that you cast it out of New Zealand. So how many black people or minority groups do you find in New Zealand? But yeah, in comparison to like Middle Earth, you had like a king who was Digimon Hansu, who was this black king and his princess daughter and his whole army, and it's like, all right, cool, you. This is a world of diverse people that I can, you know.
So that's why you liked Aragorn.
No, but other than that, I thought the movie was straight garbage.
Hmm.
Yeah, I just.
So
I'm looking forward to the
people
sequel.
Hates the movie.
I'm looking forward to the second one. Black people, but just people of color.
Huh? I've been waiting for the second one for a while.
No, it's not.
You're going to keep waiting.
Yeah,
keep that movie looks fucking terrible.
I'm sure they'll build a theme park after it someday.
The boy that they cast was terrible.
That was kind of the biggest part then.
And that's kind of a main thing that you're...
Yeah, and also the props. I didn't like the props, the sword, his magical sword or whatever. I thought looked really whack.
Yeah.
In comparison to, like, you
H.R. Puff and stuff had better special effects.
In comparison to, you know, like, Narsil, you know?
Well, anyway, besides that movie, he's an excellent actor. And the whole character's premise, we thought it was to get back for killing his brother, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's one thing you learn. The audience is double... Man, they do a lot of, like, flip-flops on you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because originally...
Like, I was waiting for Sam Jackson to be a part of it at the end.
Yeah, eventually, at first you think he's just doing it because he's crazy. Right. Then you find out...
It's all gold bullion related.
Yeah, that he's doing it for money.
They're loading up these dump trucks with gold... thinking that they were dump trucks taking away the wreckage, while all the police throughout the city are at schools looking for this bomb that turns out to be syrup.
Yeah.
So it was actually
pancake syrup.
It was a smart movie compared to you know what I mean.
Like, it really kept the audience thinking and following it.
Because I was
like,
worried.
Oh, okay, so now he's doing it for money. Oh, no.
He's just like his brother.
You're like his brother. And you're just like, oh, you're his brother. Like, so part of this is also revenge.
When they found that bomb at the school, I was like, damn, yo. They put that shit in a school.
Yeah, that was messed up. Yeah. But it turns out...
That was my exact reaction.
It turns out the bomb was fake.
And same thing, like, with this really great storytelling and just the really awesome minor character development. They had those little kids who Sam Jackson, you know, caught stealing or something, and he's all like, hey man, you wanna... He's trying to get these kids in the right path.
They were his nephews, weren't they?
I think so. But it's like that same group of kids were the kids that get trapped inside the building when the bomb's about to go off, and you're all like, oh no.
It was good.
Sam Jackson's kids about to get blown to smithereens.
But McClane puts it together. He follows the dump trucks up the aqueduct.
The aqueduct. that guy.
Yeah.
That was another thing about that movie. New York was a real huge character in the people of New York.
Yeah.
You know, like, one of the riddles was solved by a random New Yorker who just knew, you know, Chester A. Arthur.
Chester A. Arthur.
And now I know who the 32nd president is because...
Forever.
Forever, because of Die Hard.
So, after following them, one of the first times we see... I mean, Die Hard always has, like, one scene where it kind of jumps the shark and kind of does something ridiculous. Like, with the first film, jumping off with the fire hose.
Yeah,
the
second one was up.
Right. With the blood up in the ejection seat. The third one was definitely the aqueduct. Where the water comes rushing through and he's kind of...
We drowned him!
Surfing. And then he ends up getting shot through one of the, like the sewers. Sewer. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's actually pretty hilarious because...
It is.
When he shoots out, you see... It's Sam very Jackson. Comical. Yeah, Sam Jackson comes riding up and sees him launch out of the ground. Yeah.
And this is before special effects. So, I mean, that was a real dude.
Yeah.
You could tell it was a real dude.
Yeah, and it was very wily, coyote-like, just flailing around.
And then you see a flop. It was good. It was good. So they follow him into Canada, right?
Yeah. And that was another great writing thing. The whole movie, he's nursing a hangover.
Yeah.
And at the end...
The Tylenol.
Yeah, at the end, he asks Hans... Or not Hans, but Simon. He's all like, yeah, I got one. He's like, anything you want to say or whatever. He's all like, yeah, I got a really bad fucking headache. You got any aspirin? And he goes, it's your lucky day. And he pulls some aspirin out of his pocket because he himself has had a migraine the whole day.
Yeah,
you see him pop an aspirin. And he throws McClane the aspirin bottle.
I think there was two left, right?
Yeah. And on the bottom of the bottle was the hotel that they were staying at.
Yep.
And so...
So how does Simon...
And it's awesome because up until that point, Simon won. Like, Simon, Sam Jackson made the point.
Out that Nazi chick.
He was. He was in the middle of it.
Hey, folks. Dierks Bentley here. If you've seen one of my concerts, you know I'm all about energy. Performing, recording, traveling, being a husband and a father, it's a busy life, and I need to be 100% every day. So when my battery starts running low, I grab a sugar-free, vitamin-packed 5-hour energy shot. It tastes great, and it gets me back to 100% fast. Try it. It could work for your busy life, too. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Ellen's all new with Penelope Cruz, plus co-host of the CMA Awards, Carrie Underwood.
Of course, CMA stands for Cowboys Making Albums, and that's not true.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4.
High school football's in full swing, but could get sacked in some local schools. With thousands of local kids bailing on the sport, the News 4i team showing you why Friday night lights are flickering in the DMV.
I don't know if it'll be 10 years from now.
Tonight on News 4 at 11.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new ciabatta collection. How do you want it?
Ooh, I'll take the slam poetry.
Sure.
Italian ciabatta with fresh mozzarella. When hunger reigns, you're my flavor umbrella. Tasty garlic steak and provolone. With you, my taste buds are never alone. Savory chicken pesto, you have my affection. For you complete the ciabatta collection. Thank you. That was the new ciabatta collection by Subway. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because this is big. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. We're talking huge savings. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. Okay, that's it. Now you can hit the... There we go. That's simple, easy, awesome. Hurry, our Best Deal of the Year won't last long. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Buckle up, because Metro is bringing you the best deal in wireless. Switch to Metro and get your choice of two awesome free phones from top brands like Samsung and LG with huge HD screens and tons of memory for all your pics and videos. So hurry into Metro and get your awesome free phones only at Metro. Plus sales tax and activation fee. Requires port and an eligible number not currently active on T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. Limit 4 per account or household. Restrictions apply. See store for details and terms and conditions.